Okay, everyone, thank you for attending Planning Zone tonight. Our agenda will take place February 19th, 2025, 7 p.m. at 26 South, 100 West. First of all, we'll do call to order. Luke Ambrose, Lene Malkus.
Present.
Nick Schofield.
Here.
Chancy Carter.
Here.
Garland Carter. Garland Walker.
Here.
We'll just pretend that.
Michelle Craw. Les Whitney is present. And Planning and Zoning Administrator Lisa Thompson.
Here.
Thank you. Approval of minutes from the November 13th, 2024 public hearing and regular meeting. And first of all, I need to apologize for giving a wrong name during the roll. So I apologize to Garland. So, approval of the minutes from November 13th. Has everyone had a chance to look at those, or do we need more time, or is somebody prepared to make a motion?
I'll motion to accept the minutes.
Okay, I have a motion by Nick to accept the minutes as presented. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Garland. Is there any further discussion on this? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries, thank you. Discussions, ordinances, new business. Ordinance 02-2025, amendments to short-term rental and recreational vehicle park ordinance.
Okay, so I just went through and I've put everything that we talked about in this ordinance. You guys can flip through it. Anything in green is what I have changed, which will be added to it. The definition of a cabin. We changed it to be considered as a conditional use. I had a few recommendations from our legal counsel of some wording that we needed to put in. Mainly he was just talking about parking. He wanted to make sure that there was designated parking on all sites. And then we added, in the short-term rental, this also applies to the short-term rentals. We added the highway commercial district as well as the Main Street commercial district won't have a limit on short-term rentals. And I believe that is all the changes that were made. Well, if you guys are good with these changes and you don't have any other concerns, then we can just make a motion to recommend this ordinance to the council.
I move that we recommend this ordinance to the council.
Okay, I have a motion by Lene to move this recommendation to the City Council for approval. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Nick. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Commission reports and comments. Mr. Carter. Mr. Walker.
I have not.
Your face is redder than his.
I have to.
Chancy, how come you're red?
Because I have to leave with him. I have nothing.
Nothing. Nick.
So Dustin Whitaker, he has a neighbor who's, I guess he's thinking about bringing manufactured homes, you know, into town, maybe bringing those in. Who would you talk to? You?
Are you talking like a modular home?
Modular home.
Yeah, I mean, that would be his first step. Does he have property that he's looking at?
He wants to look for some property, but yeah.
Yeah, the first thing that he would want to do is he would want to call and let us know which property he's looking at.
Okay.
So we can let him know if they're approved in that.
All right.
there's just the Horn Silver subdivision and the Sunnyside subdivision. I don't think they allow them. There's not a lot of other vacant lots in town, but yeah, just have them reach out to me.
All right, will do.
Are you done?
No, that's all I got.
I have nothing.
And I have nothing. Lisa, do you have other information?
I do have something really quick. So we have a vacancy on our Planning and Zoning Commission. Michelle's moved out of city limits, so she can no longer serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission. I've posted it today, so if you guys know of anybody, we're just asking that they submit a letter of interest to just bring it down here to the city office, and it will just go before the council, and they'll...
So it'll be on the council's agenda next month?
Yep.
And they approve it, and then they just automatically come and fill in, okay?
So, that's all I have.
All right. Completed all items on the agenda. I will adjourn. Thank you.